I started when I was 20. It was the university. It was just a chance to meet some guys in France that have this concept of a price comparison in France. And they wanted to launch something in Italy. And I was speaking French already. And I said, why not? Let's try. I started with an internship. After 2 months, I was CEO of Italy. It was the bubble time. But at the end, the French were bankrupt. Italy was profitable, so I bought out the French group, and then we sold in 2004 to Lycos. This was my first company. Then I created another company when I was 22. I sold in 2007 when I was 28. And this one is my third company. I started up 25, and now I'm 31.
Wow. And did your parents give you some advice or give you some financial help to get you started?
I started with 500 euro. That was the money in my bank account on the first company. In terms of advice, yes, was the bubble time where everyone was wasting their money everywhere. And my father told me, okay, start to make business before, and then you reinvest what you're making step by step. You don't need to do on the bubble way. And it was the best advice.
Mm. Now, were your parents also in the business world? Or?
Yeah, they are, but not in the digital sector.
What did you major in at university? Did you computer sciences?
No, at all. I'm not even able to write a line of HTML today, so I don't understand anything about technical stuff. I did 2 years of law, and then I stopped to start working.
And business administration? Did you ever study that?
No.
No. Gosh. So you really are a self-made man, and you've gone into this. Your company is worth millions of euros now.
Yeah. I learn step by step. I learn the startup time when I was 20 was so funny. I went to IKEA in Bologna, because it was not IKEA, in Rome, to buy the furniture for the office. And then I did all by myself. It was so funny. And now we are 150 people. Company is very structured and big. And we have managers that are managing the company. I'm not anymore operation in the day-by-day activity.
Now, how big are you? You're a multinational. You're working on providing content for lots of different sites on the internet. How does it work?
Mm-hmm. We are a media. So we are a media with 500 websites in 8 different languages, for which we produce 35,000 content per month. Basically, there is 3 types of content online. There is the breaking news, there is the vertical, and the info practice, how to do business. We are not at all in the breaking news. We are more in the vertical sector and the info practice. Means that we have many sites, strong brands, local, France, Germany, Italy, UK, etc. Related to personal finance, travel, cars, fashion. So very strong niche brand like Crédit.fr in France or Two Wheels blog in UK for motorbike or, I don't know, MutuiePresti.com in Italy, etc.
Now, are you quoted on the stock market yet?
We used to be quoted for 3 years in Paris and then we delisted the company last year and because it was a small market. So we are back private, but we'll see in the future.
My daughter, who's 11 years old, was asking me last night, so when you ask him, Mommy, how he got started, ask him, what kind of games did he play when he was little?
No video game. I was more involved on, I would like a lot Monopoly, Risk, only strategy game.
And going to jail? Not in the cards, right?
not in the plans at the moment.
Buying property. Of your numerous businesses, which is your favorite?
Well, this one is bigger, it's interesting. Internet, in any case, is a mirror of the reality. So you can replicate all what is happening outside in the net. With the media, we are covering all type of content, all type of sector. And the way we produce the media is not the traditional way. We call that content on demand. What does it mean? It means that we analyze what people are searching and also where advertisers are. So our content creation is based on the user needs of what people are searching. And that is analysis of different trends in each country, what of the user behavior of the people. It's very, very interesting.
Okay, but how do you do that?
Well, we have a database of 22 million keywords that we analyze each month in the 8 different languages we are covering.
But, I mean, do you go through Google? So if I go do
data.
A search...
We acquire data from Google. We have data from different sources. We have 26 million unique visitors on each month on our web properties. So through that, also, we analyze their behavior on our site. And all these help us to understand what kind of content. Basically, I have no technical experience. What I always understood was the way of interaction of the users with the internet. So what they are looking for, really. And that is the way for me to make business true, because we, from this, to give exactly what they want.
Okay. You provide content. So articles, videos, all that kind of thing. How do you guarantee quality?
There's an analysis of quality that is also a technological analysis. Basically, we analyze for each article how many times the article is has been written, how many times it has been shared, what is the time spending on the article. All these elements gives an element of quality on the article. Then we have also some editorial review, etc. But basically, it's the users that make the difference. So if an article has a lot of I like, it means that the writer is a good writer, it means so that we want to keep him more with us.
I see. Now, these writers that you use, are they permanent staff members?
No. Crowdsourced. Mm-hmm. So people at home, we have 1,000 of people around the world. They are creating content for us. All the content we create are not translate, never. It's not, it's always made by local people. So if you're creating content in France, it's made by the French.
Mm-hmm. Do you deal with bloggers a lot?
Yeah. We have two line of content. 60% of the content is defined by a technology that analyzes what people are searching, what advertisers are, and define a topic. And then we have this in a marketplace that is populist.com create. And people are going there and they apply to write, and we show the topic, they write the article based on the topic. But 40% of our content creation is made by 400 top bloggers. They have their followers. They are really expert on some specific topic. And they decide what they want to write. So, yes, we have top blogger. We have a strong niche of blog on one side, and the rest is crowdsourced content on demand.
You are Catholic.
Yeah.
From Catholic, very Catholic Italy. Did faith play a part at all in the way you went about getting into a new business?
Well...
And does it continue to play a role in any way in your work?
Well, the fact is, with working with different countries, it means also working to different culture. And I love to learn from the different cultures of people I'm meeting. I'm traveling all the time around the world. I was in Brazil last week. I was in Abu Dhabi 2 weeks ago. So as to be open to learn from the other all the time. And that is very important for our business, because learning from the others means also learning their needs, and so apply this to the business.
Now, the Catholic Church and the Vatican are attempting valiantly, I think, to, including Vatican Radio, to be out there on the web. We're on Facebook, Twitter, podcasting. What words of advice would you have for the Church?
That this is key, because the social aspect is absolutely key for the Church to not lose the people. And so it's a way to, there is the parroquia, you can translate.
The parish?
The parish, offline. The social is exactly the same thing online. So it's a way to create small community or community around the topic. And that is absolutely key for the Church. So to be on Facebook, to be on Twitter, to create a specific content, a specific events through that is a really important strategy, because if not, they are completely out of the new world. Going so fast.
A study was released recently in the United States which showed that, for example, psychiatrists and psychologists in the U.S. are seeing more and more patients come in their offices saying their main complaint is Facebook. They're becoming addicted to some forms of social media. Am I being accepted or rejected by people out there?
Well, for me, that I live in many different cities, for example, is a fantastic way to keep contact with old friends around. And I see that old people in their life, they're going on holidays, they're meeting maybe a person from Australia or from Canada or whatever. And in the past, or they were writing letters, so there was no way to contact them again. And now, through Facebook, they can be in contact. So I think it's very important and very positive for kids and youngs, because it's opened their mind, their relationship. They are not anymore close about their small environment, but they can have a look to the world. So it's a very good way to live in this world, and that's very, very important.
Okay, but what happens if there is no internet tomorrow?
If there is no internet tomorrow, it's like if it was no paper 10 years ago. What happens? The world kind of changing completely. So for me, I'm dead.
I know. I mean, I have a problem. I can't write letters anymore.
Yeah.
It's. I'm so used to using the keyboard on a computer.
Sure.
Let's hope that doesn't happen anytime soon. No, but another question. You provide a lot of content for the net. At the same time, recently I've heard of a couple of very prestigious newspapers deciding to go back to charging people to access articles. So obviously they're trying to protect the quality and provide quality in their articles. So what's the story?
The story is that it's the old that try to be new and they're not able to do it. I'm very happy for ourselves. The way we are...
I'm thinking here of the New York Times.
Yeah, of course.
But it's a disaster. But it's a prestigious, very long time newspaper that people, you know, when they go to it, they say this is... you know, basically the truth.
Their business model is a disaster now. They are just did 2,000 subscriptions, so the traffic went down. They are completely losing their... They spent a lot of money to do that, and it's a completely big disaster. The fact is, internet is not a traditional media. It's a new media. And you have to start from the concept of how people are consuming the information. Basically, 25% of the people are going directly on a site. 60% are arriving on a site through a search engine because they're searching something and they find your content. And 50% they are arriving on your site through social networks, so Facebook, Twitter, etc., because they are sharing their content. Someone else is sharing and they interact. Based on that, the model you have to create is a model based on how people are consuming. So if people are coming from search and you block your site only for pay, you lost 60% of your traffic. If people cannot share their traffic, you lost 15%. You just have 20% that came directly to your site and they have to pay. And which percentage of that want to pay? No one. Internet is possible. We are profitable company since the beginning. I started this company with 10,000 euro without funding anything. We did last year 58 million euro revenues. Always been profitable, but through advertising. Through advertising, it's not only the display banner advertising, it's also performance advertising. It means even advertising is related to the text. You're talking about a car, you have this advertising connected to the car because people want to interact with the advertising as well. It's always based on interaction. It's not just receiving a message, but it's interact with the message, interact with the internet. Internet is internactivity. Going so fast.
Where is Luca Ascani going from here?
Growing. I'm 31. I want to grow my company in the coming years and enjoying the quality of my life. So traveling around the world as I'm doing all the time, and it's very important.
Business-wise,
growing the company, and we'll see. What we are creating now was a shit first in the past year. We want to create online. So strong niche brands in each country, using all of what internet is giving us, so the interactivity with the users, traffic that is coming from different sources, a content that has some technology that help us to create the right content for the user. So this is the new media, new publisher.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you.